WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We're going to be talking about the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross this morning. The Executive Director, Kathy Farrell, is with us. Kathy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
You brought a friend with you.
I did bring a friend with me. So somebody that you know well and our listeners probably know well, Phil Barnett, has been a great volunteer and is actually the board chair this year.
Hi,
congratulations.
Bart. Thanks.
Where have you been so long?
Let me tell you.
He's been out having fun. Helping people.
There is so much to do in this county. It's unlimited.
Well, we're happy to have Phil Barnett here to run around and help folks. With your position as the board chair of the Red Cross, that has to be a rewarding experience.
The Red Cross is a rewarding experience. The Red Cross is there in an absolute time of need. And there's so much. The more I'm involved with the Red Cross, the smarter I become. I mean, I think for a lot of people, the picture of the Red Cross is if a hurricane hits, the Red Cross goes there. But fortunately for us, we've not had a big hurricane come off of the Stones River and hurt us here in town. But there's so many activities that we do right here in Rutherford County, that it's a very active Red Cross. And, of course, the responsibility for the Heart of Tennessee chapter is just a little bit broader than Rutherford County.
Goes all the way down, almost it touches Alabama.
Well, I mean, it truly is Middle Tennessee. It goes all the way from Kentucky all the way to Alabama and covers 17 counties.
Now, we're not talking about the Nashville Red Cross. This is
Rutherford
right here.
County.
This is just
17.
Ours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It has not always been that way. This is a crucial Red Cross district here.
Well, the Red Cross, and someday I'd like to find the person who made the decision so I could ask them, but the Red Cross office here had fairly decent staffing and, responsible for maybe three counties? And then, in their infinite wisdom, they said, well, the difference between 3 and 17 really isn't very much. And so we'll just bump you up to 17. And by the way, we'll cancel all but what you have, 2.5?
There's 2.5 employees, yes.
Including yourself, 2.5 employees. So now, in order to even remotely touch on satisfying the mission, we have to rely so heavily on wonderful volunteers. And as I think I say every time I come to this show, this has to be the most generous part of the world because we're able to find not all that we need, but we find some of our volunteers, and the quality is just top-notch.
Very definitely. Now, one of the areas of service, and we'll touch on some more of the areas, but the thing, I guess, that people think of first when they think the Red Cross is donating blood. And you're in a real shortage for that.
We are. And I'm so glad. I want to first say I'm so glad you talked about the volunteers, because last year, in my opinion, about 98% to 99% of the work that we do is carried out by volunteers. Over 200 volunteers donated almost 20,000 hours of their time. So we were incredibly fortunate, and that's how we move the mission forward. Yes, from a blood perspective, we are in a shortage right now. We're a shortage of type O blood. We like to have about a 5-day supply on hand, and we're down to about a 3-day supply. You know, Bart, in this area, there are two fixed site blood donor centers in the state of Tennessee. One is on Charlotte Avenue in Nashville, and one is at 501 Memorial Boulevard here in Murfreesboro. And this community is incredibly generous. In my 17 counties, over 17,000 people donated blood last year. Well over half of that occurred in Rutherford County alone.
Now, when you say fixed site, you mean there's a staff there on a regular basis?
There is a staff there on a regular basis. So and it's open 6 days a week. We have a tremendous staff. And I had the privilege to speak to City Council a couple of months ago at the invitation of Mayor McFarland, and Bill Shacklett still serves on the board. And I had folks follow me out of that meeting saying, I love your staff. So have a long time supervisor in that position. She hires great quality folks, so I think it's a great experience. They're open Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 3. Monday and Tuesday, 11:30 to 7:30 to accommodate those folks that need to come after work. And then Thursday and Friday from 7 to 3, they're closed on Wednesdays.
So you can give blood any of those times. Now, how long between givings should you wait?
That's a great question. 56 days.
56.
You can,
okay.
And we have so many folks that are faithful and come every 56 days. It's really fun to go downstairs and walk through and talk to folks. And people that are most people have a personal story, and that's their motivation for donating so often. But some people are just moved by something that they've seen on the news or something they've experienced. And so it's really, really a wonderful part of my job to walk through that donor center and talk to folks that are donating and find out why, what motivated them.
I've heard some people saying that it makes them feel better, I mean, mm-hmm. health-wise. To give blood.
So it's and there's so much literature out there, and I didn't bring all of it, but you're right, because you have to. So obviously, because we want the blood supply to be incredibly safe, there are certain criteria for folks that are donating. But the number one reason that people are turned away, that it's a deferral, is because their iron is low. So then there's a conversation about what types of food to eat in order to beef that iron up. Exactly. So we're here to make you healthy as well.
And you do that.
We do.
Just right there at the Red Cross.
We do. Absolutely.
Probably one of the coolest things the Red Cross has done is there actually is a blood donor application.
Mm-hmm.
And that blood donor application, you can put on your phone or you can put on your iPad. Keep in your mind that every 56 days you can donate. And you go to that application and you tell them that you want to donate in Shelbyville. And it will tell you when the blood bank is going to be there. It'll tell you where it's there. It'll give you the appointment schedule. You can lock in your 10 o'clock appointment. And then it will remind you that you made a commitment next Tuesday to donate when you're down in beautiful downtown Shelbyville. So I mean, it can't be easier. It can't be less painful. And you get cookies. So, I mean, life is
you
good.
You do. Right now you get a $5 Amazon card
Amazon
as well
card.
Emailed to you. So Amazon's a great partner of ours. And I also, follow up on what you said, Phil, one of the really neat nuances of that app is that you're able to watch where your blood goes.
Really?
So yes, you can track it. So let's say I donate at 501 Memorial or any of the 259 mobile blood drives that occur throughout Rutherford County in any given year. I can log back into that app and I can watch, does it go to Vanderbilt Children's Hospital? Is it at St. Thomas Rutherford? Mm-hmm. Is it, where did that blood go? So I get a sense and more of a connection in terms of the life that I'm extending and saving.
Now, there are different ways to give. When you go into the blood mm-hmm. drive, they will ask you, do you want to do this or that? Tell us what those differences are.
Absolutely. So there's a just the typical whole blood that we are accustomed to. So the whole process from start to finish, if you make an appointment, about 30 to 45 minutes. You can do Power Red, which is a double, you know, you're donating double the amount at one time. Or you can do a platelet donation. And those platelet donations, the shelf life on those is only about 7 days. And those are critically important for our babies in the NICU for various reasons, cancer patients, burn victims, people that are really seriously impacted. It is a significant investment of time. It's about an hour and a half, but you can do that more frequently than 56 days.
Some people also want to give for a loved one or friend
they
who's
do.
In need of blood.
They do.
Now, is that set up in advance, or how does that work?
So we do. And I wish I were better versed on that because of the process from collection and everything from a quality control perspective that it goes through, no. You're likely, I can't probably donate to give to you, especially in the aftermath of an emergency. But what you can do is, and I have people that will say this in the donor center, you can give because your family was a recipient. The person that you loved was a recipient, so you want to do your part to replenish that donor supply so that somebody else's loved one has the same opportunity that yours did.
And we saw a lot of that right after Hurricane Katrina and any of these tragedies.
We do. We absolutely do. And so, you know, the best way to help in the aftermath of a significant tragedy, like a hurricane, let's say a hurricane, is a financial contribution. Because for us to move supplies from Murfreesboro to, say, Panama City is expensive. So then we're using donor dollars to move cases of water or whatever folks want to donate. We also are taking away the opportunity to infuse money into an economy that was shut down during the duration of the storm and in sometimes the aftermath. So money by far is the best way to help. However, that doesn't feel personal to people, or it may, you know, they may feel like they can't donate what they want to. So rolling up your sleeve and donating blood can become extremely personal. And blood drives in impacted areas are often canceled. So you are providing those resources that are critical to patients in impacted areas.
Now, people are probably wondering, since we mentioned you're critically low on blood right now.
Yes.
How did we get into that position?
So typically in the summertime, that's a great question. So in the summertime, we all like to go on vacation and we're with our children. Welcome back to school, by the way, everybody today at Rutherford County Schools. I know Murfreesboro City started a little earlier, but so folks are not in that typical routine, and so we don't have the donor base in the summer that we have throughout different times of the year.
And high school students, I understand, are great donors of blood.
They are a fabulous set of donors. So you're able to donate at age 16 with parental consent. Of course, 18 and older, it's definitely your decision. But for me, what's been really remarkable to see, so I'm not worried about generation. My kids are a part of that generation. I'm not worried about what's coming because they are very servant and community minded. But if you can cultivate that enthusiasm and passion at a young age, then people will stick through that throughout their entire life. You know, my grandfather was an over 45-year volunteer with the American Red Cross, and that's what we would love to see, people that we cultivate that passion young and they serve throughout. And that can be as a traditional volunteer, or our blood donors are volunteers as well.
Now, are these youngsters getting involved to the point of there was a time that people would chart the amount of blood that they had given?
Yes.
And proudly wear little pins that,
yes,
said 3-gallon, 10-gallon donor, yes, you know, whatever it was.
We still celebrate that because that is really remarkable.
Yeah, yes. It's a significant event for them as well as for,
sure,
us. I mean, one of the neatest things that we do in this community is when we have the healthy blood competition.
Yes.
With the folks from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, a lot of that donation is student donation from MTSU. And unfortunately, they allow us to host it over there in their recreation facility. And then those of us who want to go over there and pretend we're still in college get to donate with the younger generation. So I mean, that's an opportunity where these folks realize the importance, mm-hmm, of giving blood. We're giving them the convenience of, you can walk over and give it. You don't have to get in the car and drive downtown. And, well, they're giving it in large enough numbers that we win.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Bart, I will share that, let's see, in 2017, that school year, 2017 to 2018, Oakland High School actually collected more blood than any other high school in the state of Tennessee.
Wow.
So we recognized Oakland High School at the end of that school year. Bill Spurlock had already accepted the director of schools position, and so we honored him at our annual meeting in June for his leadership. And that student body has not missed a beat. They've continued to perform at that level.
So that shows that the youth in our community, yes, as you say, they are really continuing that tradition.
They are continuing
very
that
engaged
tradition. It's, and we've opened up from a committee perspective. I actually have some representation from MTSU that are really honing their leadership skills and serving alongside our community leaders on the committees that feed into the board of directors. So it's been phenomenal. And the MTSU Bleeds Blue Blood Drive, we've talked about that on here before. Ray Wiley, Diane Turneman, at one point Gloria Bonner led that charge. Mm-hmm. But the committee is student-driven. So it's we are definitely a part of that group, but many more students on that committee than there are folks that are out of college our age. And they did a great meeting in Nashville where they met the Western Kentucky leadership, and MTSU students participated in that. So it's people are very engaged, and I'll be surprised if that doesn't continue after graduation.
And which sheriff's department won the Battle of the Badges?
As Phil has his volunteer uniform on for the sheriff's department. We did it for the first time, the inaugural Battle of the Badges countywide. We had done one with Murfreesboro Police Department, Murfreesboro Fire Rescue at Chief Folk's request, which was great when the bridge opened back up. We did it in the donor center in order to raise awareness. You know, we're here, we're open, we're easy to find. But this year we did it countywide, and it was law enforcement. So Laverne, Smyrna, Murfreesboro, and Rutherford County Sheriff's Department, and then the different municipalities, fire department, plus Rutherford County EMS competed against each other. Law enforcement won this year, so the law enforcement team won. And but
it was a good deputy sheriff's blood. That's what there you go. Pushed us over the top.
It was really, it's so, you know, everybody understands the need for blood, I think, if you really have a conversation. But our first responders in the community, first, let me say that we're incredibly grateful for leadership support and partnership, and then folks that are right on the ground. We're, as a community, grateful to have the entities that we do that do such a remarkable job. But those folks understand what it looks like to need blood in an emergency situation. So they're very generous in rolling up their sleeves and donating.
Now, how soon do you think we will be back at a comfortable level? Let's say the people, because this is a wonderful community.
It is.
Let's say they start giving once again. You have several opportunities almost every day.
Every day, basically. I feel like the goal is by August 31st that we're back, you know, back to where we should be. So, and some of that is a reflection, you know, on a national level, that's the trending. When people travel in the summer, you experience a greater volume of accidents, a greater need for, you know, more trauma patients, those types of things. But I think locally, I think by the end of August, we'll be okay. And I encourage folks, we do take walk-ins, but it's not optimal because we don't want people to have to wait. So calling or going online to schedule your appointment is going to provide the best experience.
Yeah. Use the app every 56 days. Mm-hmm. Crank in another appointment. It's easy. It's painless. And you get cookies.
See, I'm attracted by the cookies.
I'm motivated by cookies. I'll follow you anywhere for a six cookie package.
There you go.
Well, I give, our church does a blood drive on a regular basis, and I go there because in addition to the cookies, there's some folks who make homemade brownies.
Okay, see, that's great.
That is, I shouldn't say that on the radio.
Yeah, ignore that. Just come to the Red Cross. We'll take good care of you.
I'm glad you brought that up in all seriousness, because you can, if 501 Memorial is not the most convenient location or those hours don't work, you can go online and determine where there's a blood drive and the ones that are open. So some businesses have completely filled the appointment schedule, and you're not going to open it to the public because you don't want people to have to wait 2 and 3 hours. Mm-hmm. But to those sites that aren't or they're open, you can find a blood drive that's close to you and you can go.
Let's take a phone call. Whoops, they didn't wait.
Well, Newton Rotary has been a donor for years right here over in Pinnacle Bank. Yeah.
Continuing to do that, certainly are. So many groups are involved in that. And you want to support the groups that you're with, whether it's a civic club, church, or whatever. But you can't do it all.
Stick with the 56 days, please. You get real weak if you give it every Tuesday.
So just make it a point to do that. We're going to pause for just a few moments, and we will be back. And that's when we'll open up the phone lines. And that's probably what the person was wanting to do, get into the half-past segment. That's when we normally open up the phone calls. If you have a question or a comment about the Red Cross, give us a shout. 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450. We'll be back. We're going to talk in the next segment about some of the other things that the Red Cross does that you may not be aware of. It's Tuesday, August.
Ready?
Let me tell you about Workman Smyrna Ready Mix. We have the best benefits, the best equipment in the industry. We also have the best working environment. I really love working for Smyrna Ready Mix.
People always ask me why I work for Smyrna Ready Mix. Well, let me tell you why. It's a family-owned business that treats you like family. I couldn't imagine working anywhere else.
Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete's a family-owned company committed to its employees, and we'd like to invite you to become a member of our family.
SRM Concrete, Tennessee's concrete.
WGNS.
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
We salute Deputy Jared Keith with the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. A listener says that Deputy Keith goes above and beyond, whether he's on or off duty. When neighbors get locked out, Deputy Keith is the one they call. He always has time to work with area youth who need direction. Cares about making this a better community for everyone. Rutherford County Sheriff's Office Deputy Jared Keith.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week. I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. Our chicken soup we call the Greek penicillin because it does so much good, especially if you're sick. It's easy on your stomach. It's perfect when you have a cold. When I get a cold, I put in a coffee cup and I walk around and I sip on my chicken soup while I'm working. It really helps with sore throats. Now you can ship the soup all across the continental United States. This is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting your family to come eat with my family at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Good morning. It's still heavy, but it's moving down 24 right now as we check it out live on 24 westbound, getting on to 840, continuing towards Nashville. Be careful through that construction there by Hickory Hollow Parkway. Traveling inbound 41 still looks pretty good right now, Murfreesboro Pike. Around the neighborhood, oil change will come to you either at work or at home to save you time, save you money. These guides are awesome. Call Around the Neighborhood Oil Change right now at 709-2645. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Thank you, Chuck. What about that Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Partial sunshine develops this afternoon with a high in the low 90s. West winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for showers and storms, a low near 70. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 67.
I'm Steve Smith at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Our people are different from others. We give the personal service. We're here to answer the telephone. You don't have to go through an operator and get put to New Zealand or somewhere like that.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Bazing offers discounts on medicine and doctors.
I saved my eye doctor's exam and the glasses, too.
We're just personal hometown banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
When the weather's at its worst, we're at our best. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Welcome back. We are focusing on the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross. Visiting with us this morning, their executive director, Kathy Farrell, along with the board chair, Phil Barnett. And we're in the segment now where it's your show. So if you have a question or a comment, give us a shout or text us, whichever's better for you, 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And here's a text question. A listener is asking, if you're taking medications, can you give blood?
So it depends on what medication. What I would encourage people, that does not automatically discount you, but what I would encourage people to do, if you visit the website, www.redcrossblood.org, there are so many different answers to questions, frequently asked questions. There's also an opportunity to call the office and ask us, and folks will be happy to answer those questions, or you can come in. We just appreciate people making the effort. So if you've never been in a facility or never been to a blood drive, it would be a great experience. If you're somebody who can't donate, you can encourage somebody else to do so.
Another thing that's really cool, I just thought about when you were saying that, is if you come in, you make an appointment, you come in, one of the first things you're going to do is you're going to fill out a rather, not painful, but a rather lengthy questionnaire. You can very easily complete that entire questionnaire online, bring it in, and you have a QR code on your phone, mm-hmm. and they go, have you taken the questionnaire? And you go, yes.
They
read the QR mm-hmm. code, and that cuts another chunk of time out.
Sure.
But as you go through that questionnaire, there are a number of questions mm-hmm. that will help you decide if you're even eligible to give blood.
But a word to the wise, don't do it the night before.
No,
it has to be the day of.
No, do it the day of.
I found out the hard way.
Oh, yeah. Bless your heart. Yes, I'm glad you said that. It has to be the day of.
Do it the day of and while you're eating spinach.
Yes.
You'll be Mr. Popeye.
You'll be fantastic.
So do give the gift of life. And we have quite a few opportunities.
We do.
Right now for you to do that almost every day. And many of them, most of them, are at the Red Cross chapter. Now, they're probably, with 100 people moving into the community on a weekly basis, there may be one or two who have no clue where the Red Cross is. Tell
Absolutely.
Us about that.
So we are so fortunate. We are in the former Chamber of Commerce building. We're 501 Memorial Boulevard here in Murfreesboro, 37129. You can access us from several different directions, but the easiest, straightest shot to the office is off of Broad Street, turning at Wilson Bank and Trust onto Broadmoor. And we're at the end of Broadmoor on the left. You can't miss the building. Two-story brown brick building, and it's got the logo on three sides of it.
Signs on the top of it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Great location and a beautiful building, too.
It is. We are so fortunate to have the building that we have. That was at the generosity of this community, and it is a wonderful place for us to follow through on delivering the mission, and it's certainly a wonderful place to for the donor staff to work.
Very definitely. So let that be a permanent stop-off point every
56 days.
56 days, yes.
You have to know it personally there.
Yes.
Now, we were mentioning some of the things that the Red Cross is involved in mm-hmm. that the public may not know about. Let's start with the service to the military and military families. That's a big job for
it
the Red Cross.
It is a big job, and we have a phenomenal, Phil can speak to that too, but we have a phenomenal new addition to our team. Her name is Tanya Glasgow. She is a veteran herself. She covers our chapter, the 17 counties that make up my chapter, plus the Nashville area chapter. But it's been phenomenal to see that community engagement increase
Just an
exponentially.
Incredible young lady.
Yes.
The service to the armed forces probably affects people, and no one ever knows it except those involved. You have a son or a daughter who's in the military. You have some kind of situation. It may be an illness. It may be a death. In this part of the country, there are a lot of retirees who have financial needs. And there's a toll-free number that you first go to and say, unfortunately, my daughter is stationed in Germany. Her grandfather passed away, and we need to get that word to her command, to her. And in today's era of cell phones, oftentimes the individual will know long before that happens, but it's important, having sat on the commanding officer's side, when you get a message from the Red Cross that somebody is ill or someone has passed away, that's gospel. There's no longer any checking to see if it's true, because the Red Cross does such an extensive vetting process. And as a result of that, when they tell you that someone is ill or someone has passed away, it's the truth. There's no second guessing. The Red Cross said it was. And then once that happens, then that's when you can start moving the individual back to the States. And a lot of times it's that process that's so finely tuned, that works so well, that we're fortunate enough to get them back here before somebody passes, or while they're still recovering, and they spend a week of time with grandpa, or, you know, it means a lot to the family. The other side, I always knew about that side from my time in the military, but the other side that I didn't know about, and it really came to light probably three winters ago when it was 110 degrees below zero, especially on the plateau. And on the plateau, you were living in a single-wide trailer that was up on cement blocks, so there was absolutely no insulation at all in that trailer. And people who are on very, very limited, very, very fixed income, who were painfully paying, you know, $74 a month for electricity, who had electric heat, who were now in sub-zero weather for a lengthy period of time in a relatively uninsulated home, had not only a $300 electric bill, but had gotten behind, and so now they had a $700 or $800 electric bill. And while the Red Cross does not get into the grant or the money lending business, it serves as the conduit to get you back to Navy Marine Corps relief or Army relief or Air Force relief, mm-hmm. so that they can connect you and you can work out the details of, okay, I need to borrow $900 and I'm going to pay $90 a month for the next 10 months or whatever the agreement is that you come to. So, I mean, there's a lot more than just taking care of the families. On this end of it, I work directly for Tanya. I have so many bosses. I work for Kathy. I work for Tanya. But I work directly for Tanya, and I just do the follow-up calls. And I can tell you, having done probably hundreds of them at this point, there's never anybody that says, you know, the Red Cross is a terrible organization. I wish you weren't here. Instead, they are so grateful for what we've been able to do for them and their family.
Well, and let me echo that, too, because you – Phil is somebody who will just walk in the office. So our office is open to serve in whatever way any military member, active duty veteran, their family members. And we don't people don't always walk in the office, but we've been fortunate enough to have some people just show up. We had one woman maybe 4 months ago whose husband had passed away about 6 months earlier. They were from Puerto Rico. He was military, United States Army. And she was struggling to process the paperwork to get the benefits that she was entitled to. And so she just walked into the office and sat down with her, and she shared her story with me. And I knew, you know, there were two people I needed to call. One was our Service to the Armed Forces officer for the state of Tennessee, and the second was Phil, because he would know exactly how to connect her. And so she walked out of our office. She'd been struggling for months. She walked out of our office with an appointment with the person she was supposed to, a clear path to a resolution, and felt helped, felt valued, felt, you know, taken care of.
That was an easy one because, again, where do we live? In Rutherford County. In Rutherford County, we have a veteran services mm-hmm. officer on the county staff. And so it was a simple phone call to him, saying, here's the situation. Is there anything we can do for this lady? And he said, well, yeah, I have a 9 o'clock appointment tomorrow morning if she can come over.
So if you're active military, yes. they're there for you. If you
veteran.
Have served in the
yes.
past, you might be able to be served again. I mean, they may be able to help you.
Absolutely. From the moment of enlistment until the moment they leave the earth.
At least you'll get an answer.
Yeah. Right.
And what we will never do is we will never say, we'll get back to you and then throw it in the trash can. We always make sure that you get maybe not the answer you wanted, but we always do. I mean, it's interesting, in the number of years that I've done service to the armed forces, the major complaint is not with the Red Cross. It's with the services, because the services, unless you've had, you lived with your grandparents for a period of time, they're not considered next of kin, just like mom or dad or a brother or sister are. And so sometimes, because of the mission of whatever the military unit is, they're unable to let somebody come back for grandpa's funeral.
So yeah. These are all important things, and the Red Cross is there to help you.
Oh, it can easily be explained, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, we've had an individual walk in 2 weeks ago whose son is serving, and that her father had passed away and was able, his commanding officer said, go find a Red Cross. Go find your Red Cross, because they will make this happen. So for 139 years, Bart, we were born on the battlefield. That's a part of us that I think people don't always associate with. We don't necessarily lead with it. We do it very quietly, but very dedicated behind the scenes. But for 139 years consecutively, we have proudly served our United States military.
And, it's interesting about the history of our local Heart of Tennessee chapter. Not 139 years, but
no, 102.
Yeah.
So December the 12th of 1917, and I have a little bit of trivia there. We actually, Simeon Christie, as in Christie Houston Foundation and the funding for the hospital, was our board chair when Rutherford County was identified as an area that needed to have a public health nurse. And the American Red Cross actually paid the salary of the very first public health nurse in Rutherford County.
Wow.
So the Red Cross has been there helping and making a difference here. The Red Cross, some of the other things that you do, I think if you have ever learned how to swim, many of you have learned through the Red Cross.
Absolutely. We have a great training services program. We're so fortunate to have a very robust training services program. We trained over 5,000 folks in just my 17 counties alone in fiscal year 2019, whether it be swimming, CPR, first aid, whatever that looks like. Over 5,000 people received training. We also, from a SAF, Service to the Armed Forces perspective, another caveat to that role is international services. I got introduced to that right after I started when Hurricane Maria hit the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. So one of the things that we do is reconnect families if they've been impacted by a disaster or something else. And so we absolutely were a part of that process a couple of years ago. And then, of course, disaster services. Everyone is aware of that on a large scale, but on a local level, flooding, single-family fires, response to tornadoes, to all kinds of things we respond to really on a daily basis.
If it's helping people, the Red Cross is
absolutely
there. Now, let's touch a little more on CPR and first aid.
Yes.
Those are things that are crucial. They do save lives.
Absolutely.
Tell us about your courses in CPR or first aid.
Absolutely. So there are so many different options and so many hybrid options. Really, the best thing to do for that as well is to register online and determine what is the best for you. I am proud to say that in our chapter, we had Hadiah Hall McFarland was a CPR instructor. She received her training through the American Red Cross and then actually intervened and saved a life at the YMCA in Smyrna. And so we were able to recognize her in June. We presented her with a Certificate of Merit, which is the highest honor that the Red Cross can present to somebody. And so it's somebody who has Red Cross training and has used it to sustain or save a life, and she absolutely did. It's there's a medal, but it's also a certificate of commendation that's signed by our honorary board chair, which is always the President of the United States.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
Wow. And that's the one who signed your charter.
Absolutely. 102 years ago. Yes.
So that's a piece of history. Do you have the original on that?
So I have two. One is the one that I have hanging that is where we were rechartered.
Okay.
So nothing, all continuous service, but just an acknowledgement and a recharter.
Was it Woodrow Wilson on there? For some reason, that name comes to mind.
You know what? My history minor, I'm ashamed
of
myself.
She wasn't
our
executive director.
Well, let me ask you, Phil. You were there.
I was there.
That's a good one.
Here's one of the things that really surprised me about the Red Cross. The Red Cross existence is mandated by law. By federal law, we have to exist. There is not one dime of federal money that's given to the Red Cross.
We do two things, disaster relief and service to the armed forces.
The mission is mandated, but it did not have any funding attached to it.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We're going to pause for just a moment, check on the weather, and we will return. You can talk or text on that line, by the way. If you have a question or comment, give us a shout.
We got some good neighbors, and we like bragging on them. Nominate a good neighbor every day. Put it in writing on WGNS. WGNS. AM, FM,
this is Dave
online.
Inviting you to come by our store, Music World and Drummer's Den, on Church Street in Murfreesboro, across from Indian Hills Golf Course. And don't forget to visit our other family-owned store, Animal City, at 919 Northwest Broad, next to Murfreesboro Bowling Lanes. It was voted this year the number one pet store in the Ruthie Awards. Animal City is listed on Google as one of the top 10 attractions to see in the city of Murfreesboro.
This is Ron Hall with Farrah Construction. We at Farrah Construction also offer a 24-hour emergency service. Whether your shingles are blown off your roof, you have a tree on your roof, or if you have your whole house flooded, we offer a 24-hour emergency service. We can also help with any frozen pipes. We're family here at Farrah Construction. We care about you.
Give us a call at 615-893-6120. That's Farrah Construction Company.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Partial sunshine develops this afternoon with a high in the low 90s. West winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for showers and storms, a low near 70. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 67.
This is Jeff Graham with Tire World. I want to invite you to visit our new off-road department at our Memorial Boulevard location, featuring lift kits, leveling kits, light bars, as well as wheel and tire packages. Just come by and ask for Gator for all your off-road needs. That's Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
We take you to the local games. We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
We're back again talking about the Heart of Tennessee chapter, the Red Cross, right here in Murfreesboro, but serving a good chunk of Middle Tennessee. And we're talking about the need for blood. I want to remind people about that. That's the main reason we're here today.
Absolutely.
Because you're in a blood shortage right now.
We are. We definitely are. Hoping that that'll turn around in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, for those of you, and I love this, if you're not able to give, if there's a reason you're not able to give, you can still help. Find somebody who can. Find somebody who can give in your place. It impacts all of us.
Very definitely. And if you would like to learn more about being active in the Red Cross, you can learn that too. I mean, you can learn how to be an emergency responder, be on one of the disaster teams.
Absolutely.
You have to take training, though.
You do. One of the things that we do, you know, in those steady state times when we're not responding to a significant disaster, one of the best things about this organization is the significant opportunity to learn and grow your skills. We have a tremendous training program, both online and in person. So I can't say enough about that. And folks are able to either, A, visit the website at redcross.org. They can call the main chapter office at 615-893-4272. And I do not have a desk phone anymore. We operate very cost effectively, so I'll give you my cell phone number. It is 615-604-4210.
All righty. And one thing that we have not touched on, which is probably true with good many of the Red Cross chapters throughout the nation, you use, in addition to trained volunteers to help with emergency connections, you also have networks of ham radio operators.
We do.
When the infrastructure goes down, cell phones don't work, landlines don't work, but ham radio operators are there, and that's that was a big connection point back when Hurricane Katrina or any of the snowstorms or any of these things that have touched us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do have a set of volunteers who are ham radio operators. That is a part or has been a part of a tabletop drill that I've been involved in with the Red Cross. And so certainly a very integral part of what we do in preparation for. Our job is to prepare for the what if, the worst case scenario, and how we would partner and serve with the infrastructure and folks in this community. And that's certainly a part of it.
So no matter what your talents are, they need them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think one of the most beautiful things about this mission, we were chartered as an all-volunteer organization. And so we really, volunteers stand shoulder to shoulder with the staff members.
The organization is structured so that if it's something you've always, you know, you always want to be part of a disaster team. But number one, you don't really know what that entails. And number two, you have no skill set to do that. The training is there. The opportunity is there. The opportunity to function at whatever level you want to, as often as you want to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just completed some training, and the large portion of it was online, at home, sitting in front of my computer. And then when I came in and did the hands-on portion of it, it was so much easier because I already had seen the videos and already gone through the training at home. And so it's really good for you personally and exceptionally good for the Red Cross and the services we provide.
I remember back many years ago, the Murfreesboro Rotary Club decided to have a disaster team. And so the Red Cross taught, I think, 10 or 12 Rotarians what was needed to do all of that. And we went out as Rotarians and did several jobs. So if you have a civic club, if you have a church group, or just any group, you could do a neighborhood group.
Absolutely.
People who just want to stick together and help other people.
Well, and if you're an individual and don't have a group, you can find your group. It's amazing.
Right.
Any time of the day or night, you walk into the Red Cross, and there are a group of people in there who didn't come from the same walk of life by any means, and they're now good friends because they've worked together.
So once again, we have about a minute and a half left. Before we leave, let's remind people again, you do need blood.
We do. We absolutely need blood. And the easiest thing to do is to go online, download that app, or go online and find the nearest blood drive or the donor center and schedule your appointment. Or you can always call, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule an appointment, or you can call our office at 615-893-4272.
Okay, so, and will there be blood drives all this week?
There are. There are blood drives almost on a daily basis, and there are 259 that occurred just in Rutherford County alone in a year, and so that is ever-growing and ever-changing, but there is always an opportunity to donate.
All right, so whatever you do this week, make it a point that part of that is giving blood to the Red Cross, because we need to work out of being in a blood shortage.
Absolutely.
You never know when a member of your family is going to be the one that benefits from that. Want to say a special thank you today to the Executive Director of the Heart of Tennessee Chapter of the Red Cross, Kathy Farrell, and Board Chair Phil Barnett. Phil and Kathy, thanks again.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Much more to come. Truman's next, right here. Thank you all for
this is too deep. I gotta change the station so I